Well, good afternoon. I'm glad to be back with you this new year.
弟兄们，上午好！很高兴在新的一年再次和大家见面。
My last few sermons have been from the book of Revelation. The book is about giving us hope and encouragement to persevere in the face of the trials and tribulations, which the Apostle John says must surely come.
我最近的几次讲道都是来自启示录，这本书带给了我们希望和鼓励，使我们在面对试炼和磨难的时候能够坚持不懈。使徒约翰说，这些试炼和磨难必将会到来。
In my last sermon, which was kind of a Christmas sermon because it was about a woman giving birth to a child, in that sermon our present and future trials are metaphorically portrayed by a crouching dragon who gave pain to the woman and sought to devour her child. This dragon is powerful, as indicated by its tail, which threw a third of the stars down to earth.
在我上一次的讲道中是有关圣诞节的布道，因为它是一个关于一个妇人生下了一个男孩的故事。我们现在和将来的试炼被隐喻为一条昆布的龙，它带给妇人痛苦，并试图吞噬男孩。这条龙的威力强大，就如圣经所说的，它的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的三分之一摔在地上。
While the book of Revelation is urging us to have courage and remain faithful to the end, the scary portrait of the dragon is nonetheless cause to have fear. But what happens in the next sequence of John's vision tells us that we no longer have a reason to be afraid of the most important thing that should cause us to have fear. And that is the most important thing.
虽然启示录敦促我们鼓起勇气，对主忠诚到底，但龙的可怕形象仍然让人感到恐惧。但约翰接下来将发生的意象告诉我们，我们不再有理由害怕那些让我们最惧怕的事情，这才是对我们最重要的事。
So please turn to Revelation 12, starting with verse 7, and please stand for the reading of God's Word.
请弟兄各位起立，我们来诵读启示录12章7到12节，上帝的话语。
Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him.
在天上就有了征战，米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战，龙也同他的使者去征战，并没有得胜，天上再没有他们的地方。大龙就是那虎蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before God day and night, has been hurled down.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
兄弟胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。
Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short.
所以住天和住在其中的，你们都要快乐吧，只是地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多了，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
And when the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given two wings of a great eagle, so that she might fly to the place prepared for her in the wilderness, where she would be taken care of for a time, times and a half time, out of the serpent's reach.
龙见自己被摔在地上，就逼迫那生男孩的妇人，于是有大鹰的两个翅膀赐给妇人，叫他能飞到旷野，到自己的地方躲避那蛇。他在那里被养活一载、二载、半载。
Then from his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent.But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to wage war against her, against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commands and hold fast their testimony about Jesus.
蛇就在妇人身后，从口中吐出水来，像河一样。要将妇人冲去，地却帮助妇人，开口吞了从龙口吐出来的水。龙向妇人发怒，去与他其余的儿女征战，这儿女就是那守神诫命为耶稣做见证的。那时龙就站在海边的沙上。
So ends the reading of God's word. Please be seated.
上帝的话就诵读到这里，弟兄姊妹请坐。
There is a lot of debate over how to interpret this passage, but much of that debate misses the allusions in this passage to the Old Testament and what those allusions mean. As I said before, when the Old Testament allusions are understood and become the basis for interpreting what John sees in this vision,We realize that we who believe in Jesus no longer need to worry about the most important thing that we should be fearing in the future.
关于如何解释这段经文有很多争论，但这些争论大多忽略了这段经文中有关旧约典故以及这些典故的含义。正如我之前所说，当我们理解了旧约的典故和含义，并以此为基础来解释约翰在这意象中的所看到的启示时，我们就会意识到，我们这些相信耶稣的人不再需要最担心的事情，就是我们对未来的恐惧。
So how do we interpret this vision? Let's start with the appearance of the great angel Michael, who comes to do battle with the dragon. In the book of Daniel, the great angel Michael is appointed to help God's people. It is closely associated with the Son of Man as his subordinate helper. Both the Son of Man, who is Jesus, and Michael, the angel, fight for God's people.The Son of Man on earth, and Michael the angel in heaven. We are now shown Michael as this is a revelation about what takes place in heaven.
那么我们如何来解释这一项呢？让我们从大天使米迦勒出现开始，他是来与龙战斗的， 在但以理书中，大天使米迦勒被任命来帮助上帝子民，他作为从属的帮助者，与人子紧密地连接在一起。人子耶稣和天使米迦勒都为上帝的子民而战。人子在地上，我们现在看到米迦勒，这正是天上发生的事情的启示。
What is key in this scene is that the dragon is clearly identified. The dragon is that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the world astray. So the dragon is the devil himself, who since the time of Adam and Eve has been leading humanity away from God through his deceptions.
这一意象的关键是清楚辨明龙的身份。大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。因此龙就是魔鬼本身。自从亚当和夏娃时代以来，他就一直通过欺骗引诱人远离上帝。
But the key to interpreting this revelation is the use of the word Satan. We often use the words the devil and Satan interchangeably, but the name Satan has an important distinction for the devil beyond just being God's enemy and the deceiver of God's people.
但解读这一启示的关键在于撒旦一词的使用。我们经常交替使用魔鬼和撒旦这两个词，但撒旦这个名字对魔鬼来说有一个重要的区别，他不仅是上帝的敌人，还是上帝子民的欺骗者。
The word Satan comes from the Hebrew phrase ha-satan, which means the accuser. We see the devil in this role of accuser in the book of Job, where it is revealed that Satan, the accuser, is allowed into the throne room of God to accuse humans, and especially those who seem to be devoted to the true God.
撒旦一词是来自希伯来语哈塞坦，意思是控告者。我们在约伯记中看到魔鬼扮演着控告者的角色，书中揭示控告者撒旦被允许进到上帝的宝座那里控告人类，尤其是那些似乎忠于神的人。
Where this right of Satan to enter God's throne room in heaven comes from is not clear, but it seems to be ancient. We can imagine that after the fall of Adam and Eve, Satan constantly coming before God and gloating about how badly God's new project with these humans he had created had gone. We can imagine Satan saying to God, "See, they are no better than the angels who have rebelled against you, like I and my fellow angels did. Why are you protecting these people? You did not protect me and the other angels who rebelled."
撒旦进入天堂，进入天上上帝宝座前的权力从何而来，尚不清楚，但他似乎由来已久了。我们可以想象，在亚当和夏娃堕落之后，撒旦不断地来到上帝面前，幸灾乐祸地说：“上帝，他所创造的这些人类之间的星际化是多么的糟糕。”我们可以想象，撒旦对上帝说：“你看，他们并不比天使好多少。”他们就像我和堕落的天使一样背地抵挡你啊，你为什么还要保护这些人，你却没有保护我和背叛的天使呢？
Now Satan doesn't mention that it is through his own deception that these humans have gone astray in sin, but God seems to be surprisingly tolerant to Satan's affront. And even more, we can imagine Satan challenging God's righteousness and justice because he has not given over the Old Testament saints into Satan's hands. For the Gospel, Moses and Elijah appear with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. And Jesus defends the reality of the resurrection by pointing out that in the burning bush, God says, He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And He is therefore the God of the living, not the God of the dead, for they are with God now.
现在撒旦并没有提到这些人类正是因为自己的欺骗而误入歧途并犯下罪孽，但上帝似乎出人意料地容忍了撒旦的冒犯。更重要的是，我们可以想象撒旦正在挑战上帝的公义和正义，因为上帝没有把旧约圣徒交到撒旦手中。因为在福音书中，耶稣在登山变相时，有摩西和以利亚一起显现，还有耶稣复活的真实，还有耶稣为复活的真实性辩护，是记着上帝在燃烧的荆棘中对摩西说的话。上帝说他是亚伯拉罕，是以撒的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，雅各的神。因此上帝是活人的上帝，而不是死人的上帝。他们现在就与上帝同在。
Satan's whole presence before the throne of God seems intolerable, but the worst part is that Satan's accusations against God's people, which Satan apparently makes day and night, those accusations have merit. We humans have sin. We can rightly be accused by Satan before God in heaven.
撒旦出现在上帝宝座前，似乎是无法忍耐的，似乎是无法容忍的。最糟糕的是，撒旦日日夜夜的对上帝的子民指控是有道理的。我们人类犯了罪，在天上的上帝面前，我们理所当然受到撒旦的指控。
But God the Father in heaven seems to have patiently endured this affront of Satan, the accuser, for ages. Why? Because God had a plan, and the plan has now come to fruition. There was a monumental battle, and God has won. And Michael, the great angel who fights for God's people in the heavenly realm, hurls Satan out of heaven.
但是天父上帝似乎一直忍耐的，耐心的忍受着撒旦，控告着撒旦的冒犯。为什么呢？因为上帝有一个计划，而这个计划已经实现。这是一场旷日持久的战斗，而且上帝赢了。米迦勒，这位在天上为上帝子民而战的伟大的天使，将撒旦赶出了天堂。
But how does Michael win this monumental battle with Satan that bars Satan from his ancient right of coming before God's throne to accuse God's people?
但是米迦勒是如何赢得这场与撒旦的重大战役，从而使撒旦失去了在上帝宝座前控告上帝子民已久的权利呢？
How Michael succeeds in heaven has to do with what his counterpart on the earth, the Son of Man, has done. And that is what the great voice that John hears in heaven tells us about. The great voice says that the accuser of the brothers and sisters is hurled down, and they can now rejoice because of the blood of the Lamb.
米迦勒如何在天上取得成功？与他在地上相伴对应的人子已经做成的一切息息相关。这就是约翰听见在天上有大声音所告诉我们的。这大声音宣告说，控告弟兄姊妹的被打倒摔下去了，他们可以因羔羊的血而欢呼得胜。
The blood of the Lamb refers to the great work of Jesus on earth. and his battle with Satan in that realm. For Jesus, who is the Son of Man, is also the second Adam, who does what the first Adam and the rest of his race failed to do. Jesus perfectly obeyed God the Father, and he resisted the devil's temptation. He also obeyed the Father's will and died a horrible death in the place. He died a horrible death in the place of the death that God's people deserved.
羔羊之血，指的是耶稣在地上伟大的工作，以及他在地上和撒旦的战斗。因耶稣是人子，也是第二个亚当，他做了第一个亚当及亚当的后代不能做到的事，耶稣完全顺服了父神，抵挡了魔鬼的诱惑，耶稣也顺从了天父的旨意，代替上帝的子民遭受可怕的死亡。
Jesus, the Son of Man, the second Adam, the suffering servant, did what was prophesied about him by Isaiah. Isaiah said, "He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
耶稣是人子，是第二个亚当，他是受苦的仆人，他成就了以赛亚先知对他的预言。以赛亚书53章5到6节这样说：哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。 因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们就如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归到他身上。Through
his death on the cross, Jesus, in this titanic struggle with Satan, took our sin and guilt upon himself. And God was pleased and satisfied that this had paid our debt and penalty. Therefore, Satan no longer had a cause to accuse us. Yes, we still disobey God and sin, but in our place, the bleeding sacrifice of his Son stands. He stands on our behalf, and all basis for accusation and punishment has been removed.
耶稣在这场与撒旦激烈的征战中，通过他在十字架上的受死，将我们的罪孽和罪债归咎在他自己的身上。他已经偿还了我们的罪债，承担了我们的惩罚，使公义的上帝得到了满足和喜悦。因此，撒旦不再有理由控告我们。是的。 我们仍然会违背上帝，会犯罪，但在上帝面前，他儿子的流血舍命代替了我们。耶稣代表我们，对我们所有的指控和刑罚的依据都已经被消除。It
is because of the actions of Jesus on earth that Michael, the great angel in heaven, prevails and tosses the great accuser of God's people out of heaven and denies Satan the ability to come and make accusations against us forevermore.
正是由于耶稣基督在地上的作为，使得大天使米迦勒在天上得胜，将控告上帝子民的大敌赶出了天堂，使撒旦永远不再有能力来控告我们。
It is this action and its consequences that the loud voice in heaven claims is the salvation of Jesus Christ, as well as the basis of his power and kingdom and authority. And it is a basis for rejoicing in heaven, which the loud voice encourages.
天上有大声音宣告，正是耶稣基督救恩的作为和结果。 同样宣告着耶稣基督的能力、国度和权柄，这也是我们在天上欢欣喜悦的基础，大声激励我们去欢欣鼓舞。
Being thrown out of heaven and barred from the throne room of heaven does not make Satan happy. In fact, it enrages him. It causes him to wage war on the woman and her children, who are the faithful community of the Messiah. Those who keep God's commands and hold fast to their testimony about Jesus.
但是从天上宝座前被赶出的撒旦并不感到高兴，事实上这激怒了撒旦，使他向妇人和他的孩子们发动战争，因为他们是弥赛亚忠实立约的群体，就是那些遵守上帝诫命并持守对耶稣做见证的人。
John is given some glimpses of Satan's attack on the woman and her children. They're awesome and scary. And there's no doubt collateral damage from the attacks, as the whole earth is described as being in woe. But the women and her children are always miraculously preserved.
约翰瞥见了撒旦对妇人和他孩子的攻击，这一攻击令人恐惧可怕，毫无疑问撒旦的攻击造成了附带的损害，因为据描述整个地球都陷入了灾难之中，但是妇人和她的孩子总是奇迹般的保住了性命。
So what this means is that we will face trials and tribulations caused by the devil. It will at times be fearful. It will require remaining faithful, not loving our lives more than we love Jesus. But the thing to remember is that we do not need to fear the accusations of Satan before God about our sin.
因此，这意味着我们将面临魔鬼带来的试炼和磨难，有时令人恐惧。这要求我们对主保持忠诚，不要爱我们自己的性命胜过爱耶稣。但要记住的是，我们再也不必害怕撒旦在上帝面前控告我们的罪。
This is great cause for rejoicing, because while we may suffer the first death, the work of Jesus will spare us the punishment of the second death, which is final. We can no longer be accused because Jesus has taken our place before God in the throne room of heaven. He has taken our punishment and has also fully obeyed God in our place.
这是我们欢欣鼓舞的理由，因为虽然我们可能遭受第一次的死亡，但耶稣基督的工作会让我们免于第二次死亡的惩罚，就是终极的死亡。我们再也不会被控告，因为耶稣已经在上帝天堂的宝座前代替了我们的位置，代替我们接受了惩罚，并完全顺服了上帝。
So since through our faith in Jesus we are in him before God, our task now is to believe in Jesus and remain faithful to him as we look forward to being with God in heaven forever.
因此，既然通过对耶稣的信靠，我们在上帝面前与基督同在，我们现今的任务就是信靠耶稣，并持守对主忠诚，因为我们期待与上帝在天堂永远同在。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, as the loud voice commands us, we rejoice before you for the victory of your Son Jesus, who by his blood has caused the accuser of your people to be cast down from heaven. We rejoice that Satan no longer can accuse us before you in heaven. We praise you for your great plan and patience and your great grace.
我们在天上的父，正如响亮的声音命令我们的那样，我们在你面前为你儿子耶稣的胜利欢呼，还用自己的宝血将控告你的子民的人从天上赶了下来。我们欢喜撒旦再也不能在你面前控告我们了。我们赞美你伟大的计划、忍耐和恩典。
Help us to remain faithful to you as we seek to obey your commands and hold fast to our testimony about Jesus Christ, through whom we pray to you. Amen.
求你帮助我们对你保持忠诚，因为我们寻求遵行你的命令，坚守我们对耶稣基督的见证。我们这样的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。阿门。